Of course, we are focused on the news from overnight and developing this morning of the attack on Bondi Beach that killed 16 people. That's 15 victims and one of the gunmen. We know that at least 40 people have been injured, including police officers. The incident follows a spate of anti-Semitic attacks in recent years, which have devastated the Australian Jewish community.
We saw a shocking act of public violence yesterday afternoon, but we've seen time after time over the last 2 years in particular, but even before that, of public acts of anti-Semitism in our community. It lights a fire, it's toxic, it gets into the marrow of a community, and the only sensible, fair and just response is a community standing up as one and saying we will not tolerate racism, we will not tolerate anti-Semitism in New South Wales.
That's New South Wales Premier Chris Minns speaking at a press conference in Sydney this morning. Gillian Siegel is Australia's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism and joins me now. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Mel. Good to be with you.
There have been repeated attacks against the Jewish community in Australia over the past 2 years. Did the horrific events of last night, did that come as a surprise to you, this escalation?
Well, unfortunately, I have to say that I've been holding my breath, fearing that something like this would happen, because it hasn't come without warning. I mean, just as Premier Minns said, I think he's put his finger on it. We've seen this for many, many years, even before October 7. But from October 9, when we saw that hatred in a demonstration at the Sydney Opera House that was not stopped, then we saw even the next icon in Sydney, the Harbour Bridge. And I know people saw that as a demonstration for peace, but we saw terrorist flags and glorifying extremist leaders there at that demonstration. And now Bondi Beach, the third icon. These are Australian icons, and I see this targeting them as deliberate, and it's an attack on Australia, not just on the Jewish community. So I do think, as Premier Minns says, it's been seeping into society for many years, and we have not come out strongly enough against it. The messaging has not been sufficient, and the education has not been sufficient for people to understand what anti-Semitism is and how it destroys the community.
The federal and New South Wales governments have pledged to commit any resources necessary for police to be able to respond to this attack. There's obviously questions about longer term responses as well, but in sort of the immediate terms, do you think that's the kind of level of commitment that's needed here?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's very important that the police have the resources they need. And can I thank the police and the first responders, the ambulance drivers and so on, for their response last night, because I think they were magnificent. And I'm sure that they will continue in their joint task force to investigate, you know, the full background to this. And that is important. But immediately, I think that the government has to take action, because at the moment the community is feeling terrified. People are not wanting to go out. I mean, just imagine the scene. There was community gathering at an event for families with lots of children to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah, which is a festival where we note the power of light over darkness. And then suddenly this terrible darkness descends on the community where they are targeted. I mean, it wasn't random. It was an attack against the Jewish community. People will say this is a war against humanity, but actually it's an attack on the Jewish community. And we, as the community, appreciate being embraced by the non-Jewish community, but we also need people to understand what anti-Semitism is, where it comes from, what an ancient curse and virus it is, and how we must stamp it out through knowledge and through education. It's not enough to just condemn it. We actually need to put in place a whole range of actions, which I articulated in my plan.
The report that you mentioned that you had delivered to government some months ago, the federal government is still technically considering its response to that report. Has that delay in the response been justified in your view?
I think, you know, the just hang on one sec, excuse me one second. I just need to stop this on my phone.
Certainly. We are. Okay. Please continue.
Thank you. The government in the form of different ministers and the public sector have been working very cooperatively with me on the plan. So it's not as if there has been no action since I delivered the plan. And I think the Prime Minister standing up with me in delivering the plan sent that message that the public sector should work with me. But I think we need to accelerate the work. The government needs to come out and fully endorse the actions so that there's no doubt in any part of the public sector and no doubt in the community that this is a full throttle approach to fighting anti-Semitism. We can't do this in a half-hearted fashion. This is for Australia. It's not just for the Jewish community, because this is not the Australia we know, and it cannot be the Australia we accept.
Are there particular elements of your report or recommendations that you think should be prioritised as you call for that acceleration of a response?
Well, I do think education in schools. I'm doing a report card on universities, so we'll see what's happening there. But we need education in different communities as well. We need to look at what is the media that is happening in different communities and make sure that words are not being said that will lead to deeds, because that is the unfortunate thing. That is what history teaches us, that words, whilst we absolutely support freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but hate words lead to hateful acts. And we have to have people understand how that happens, and for them to understand what they are saying and how the myths and legends that they speak about in relation to the Jewish community are not true. So that is an education task, but it's not an abstract education task. It's a real one that we have to undertake today.
There's been political debate in recent months around ways to legislate against hate speech and try to prevent the display of hate symbols. Do you think education is more powerful in trying to tackle those ideas than a direct regulatory or legislative approach?
Well, I think that's a very interesting point. I think we need both, okay? We do need to know the guardrails in our society, and that is the legislative framework. But we also need those who are pursuing it, those prosecutors and the judiciary, to understand the impact and you know what change has been put through the legislature, and to send the message that those are important guardrails that must be enforced. And we need education. It's not either or, it's everything. We are dealing here with a virus. And if you think about how we've responded previously to viruses, it's a whole of community thing. We have, you know, new antidotes, we have controls, we have education. Well, we need all of that to fight against anti-Semitism, because the box has been opened, it's out there, and we need to put it back, or at least push it to the margins of our society.
Gillian Siegel, I do thank you for joining me this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gillian Siegel is Australia's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, and Jewish Australians who need support at this time can call Jewish Care on 1300 133 660 during office hours.